I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey folks, Ian Dowling here. So today I want to talk about health and well-being in our physical body, but how our intention and our focus is often more important than the actual physical acts and the things that we eat and that sort of thing. Now, this is not based on science or anything like that, and I really, really believe in a healthy diet. And all these things, so don't get me wrong on this, but what's made me think about this, and it's just a thought really, but so there's a popular documentary that's come out recently called The Game Changers, and it's pro-vegan, and it's a well-made documentary showing the benefits of a vegan diet, and shows a lot of professional athletes and that sort of stuff, but it's very, very biased towards a vegan diet. And as a professional, an ex-professional fighter, James Wilkes, who's like the main guy in it, he's one of the producers of it. And he talks about how, you know, he got onto the vegan diet to help with recovery from an injury and that sort of thing. And then today I was listening to a podcast on Joe Rogan, and he had James Wilkes on talking from the pro-vegan side, and then Chris Kresser, who has been on Joe Rogan podcast a few times, and he has tried the vegan diet in the past. Now he's not pro-vegan, but he's pro-whole food diet, you know, incorporating meat and vegetables and all those sorts of things. And they debated on this podcast for, you know, a couple of hours. And it was quite exhausting to listen to, you know, because they're both very passionate about their side. But after listening to that podcast, it's kind of hard to not agree with both sides, that there's a lot of healthy people that are vegans. There's a lot of healthy people that are not vegans. There's a lot of healthy people in all diets and everything. And one of the things that it all seems to come back to, in my opinion, is that it's all about balance. But the thing I want to focus on more is that I really believe that if we personally believe what we're doing is healthy for ourselves and is in our best interest and the interest of our loved ones and families, I feel that that's the best benefit for us. And the example I want to use and the example that I'm thinking about a lot lately is, and I've just come back from Ireland. I had a little trip in Ireland a couple of weeks ago. My cousin got married and I was there for a short trip, and it was a great wedding, great party. And my two grandparents on my dad's side were at the wedding, and they're both nearly 92, and they're both very healthy for 92. And the thing that I always come back to, and I've had periods of my life, like when I was a teenager and I was very extreme on, you know, like not eating much, and I was probably verging on anorexia. And then I've had, you know, periods where I tried to, you know, go low fat and different types of diets like everyone does. And one of the things that I always come back to in my head is that anytime growing up at my granny and granddad's house, and they're both, you know, they've been married for, I think it's like 60 something years, probably got those dates wrong. They're both nearly 92 and they both seem full of energy and vibrant. And I always remember, you know, being out in their house, and there was a period where I was going dairy free and I wasn't eating dairy and those sorts of things. And they would have this new super milk in their fridge, and it's just regular milk, but you know what it's like, it's marketed as super milk because it's got blah, 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 whatever it is. But the important thing that I feel is that they were buying this milk because they felt that they were improving their health, and they were always constantly working towards being healthier and being better people. And I feel that now they're 91 and they are very healthy because they are and they have always been taking steps towards better health for them and their family. And regardless of whether that was scientifically correct or not, I think the most important part was that they were always intending to be healthier and better for their families and loved ones. You know, like growing up back in the day, like most people, they smoked, and you know, now they still have their gin and tonic or their glass of wine, and they have their, you know, their meat, and they have their potatoes and their toast with marmalade and all these types of things. But every time they're doing those things, they're doing them consciously. And if they see a product that they think is a healthy product, you know, like whether it's whatever it is, but like milk, and like say another one is butter that's advertised as low cholesterol or whatever it is. They always like, they will buy these products because they feel like they're making themselves healthier. And I really think that what we do and our intention behind it is way more important than the actual act or the actual food that we have. And I'm not trying to say that that means we can just go out and eat McDonald's and then we'll be healthy because we're intending to be healthy. But there's people in hundreds of different countries in the world that have hundreds of different diets, and there's a lot of healthy people in all parts of the world that live in different ways. You know, there's people who have completely different beliefs surrounding sexuality and different beliefs around diet and different beliefs around all different things. And, you know, how can we say any of them are right and wrong? Like, we base all our scientific facts and beliefs and on usually on things in the past or studies over 10 or 20 years, but we don't, there's no finish line. You know, like, for something to be truly factual, wouldn't there have to be a start line and a finish line, like down the track in when life finishes? Because how can we truly know what's the best for longevity when, you know, we all die eventually? So, like, wouldn't the only true test of something being the best for longevity if someone lives forever, you know? Like, I think there's so much information out there now, and like, people watch the Game Changers diet or Game Changers documentary, to say, and maybe they thought they were really healthy people, and now all of a sudden they're stressed out because they feel like they can't have, you know, a kangaroo steak or a piece of fish or whatever. And I really think it comes back to the only thing that we can really let us guide ourselves is our own feelings. Like, if something feels good and it makes us feel healthy, isn't that really the only thing that we can let guide us and our loved ones and our families? Because the science changes every year, the documentaries change every year, the books change every year, the fads change every year. And I just think it's so important that we shouldn't let ourselves get stressed about these things, because like, the stress hormones will kill us a hell of a lot faster than any dairy or any meat or any McDonald's will. So, you know, if you're a vegan on a, you know, plant-based diet, but you're stressed out, and that cortisol will cause cancer a hell of a lot faster than steak and white bread will. Often I always read these studies when you might see like a Japanese person dies at 110 and they ask, what was your secret to living long? They never ever said, I had a vegan diet, or I had a carnivore diet, or I only ate this. Most of the time they say, I tried to live a positive, happy life, I had good friends and family, you know, I didn't get too stressed, I had a little drink every now and again, or, you know, it always comes back to balance, having fun and being happy. So I just want to put it out there just to slow down and take a deep breath and don't get stressed over these things. Don't get stressed over diet and different things that we're not 100% sure of, because realistically, consistency and balance is the key. Like, if you think good thoughts consistently, you'll have a good life. If you eat good food consistently, regardless of what you think good is, if you eat good food consistently, you'll be healthy. If you exercise consistently, regardless of what that exercise is, you'll be fit. If you think negative thoughts consistently, you'll have a negative life. You know, if you save money consistently, regardless of whether it's $1 a week or $1 million a week, eventually you'll have more money in the bank than you first had. So I think, you know, nowadays in this age of information, it's so easy to get paralyzed by thinking about all the different information we have. You know, I think we go with what feels right for us and our families, change it as we go, change all the time, and, you know, just do what feels right and do what we think is the best thing to do. But, you know, don't get stressed out when a documentary comes out and tells us that dairy is bad or different things are bad, because, yeah, try them things, try the diets, all that stuff, but don't let it affect your life negatively, because nobody really has all the answers. You know, we still don't even know why we exist or what the whole purpose of life is. So it's probably best to enjoy it, chill out, have a bit of fun along the way. So yeah, just wanted to share that while it was on my mind. Hope you have an awesome weekend and look forward to talking again soon. Bye for now.